rims and back of cop cars. Tatted from my neck to abdomen. Almost getting shot was averaging once every 2 weeks. Bless what I had to been. It's painful words hearing these liars putting my name in dirt. Aiming, I burst. Pistol practice until my fingers hurt. I hit my target. I up the margin. What they on? You know how Nas do. Don't get me started. Chic, sleek, and snazzy from a small family. Fine taste, and I hate the unsatisfactory. Weak a gun blast, a party, great Gatsby theme. Bring your first ladies or come with your new nasty thing. Cause every other day I'm reminding myself, I reached every goal that was high on the shelf. My comfort give you discomfort. Just know that in the hood they gon' bump this. And I'm only strong as my circle. The things that shape me would emerge. The things that shape me. And now I like to reminisce. Cause what we doing right now is really lit. The things that shape me would emerge. When you high as me, you get highly critiqued. Hopped on a beat, purposely sounding like 9-3. None quite like me, so haters could SMD. When they bitter like black licorice, my life's still sweet. I went for the cash grab, crack cash with my math class. Fresh white tee, two diamond crosses look like a hashtag. News is fake, never knew I'd soon relate to Tom Brady going for 7 to Tampa Bay. Is that crazy? I ain't never been bothered, that bother you. You ain't born for the shit, being great is too hard for you. That's a hater problem, they try to say it first what you might say about them. Why you stuck in the past? I stay evolving. Can't just reminisce, only gotta live in the moment. Talk my shit at the moment with the weekend performing. I'm chosen. Got off the big Bowen and Rick Owens. Rick Owens, peep how different it look on us. My comfort give you discomfort. Just know that in the hood they gon' bump this. And I'm only strong as my circle. The things that shape me would emerge. The things that shape me. Shape me with a merch. And now I like to reminisce. Shout to Mary J. Blige, Y.O., QB. Cause what we doing right now is really lit. Those things are great, man. Today, what we doing is next level. And now I like to reminisce. That was then, this is now. Cause what we doing right now is really lit. It's about right now. The things that shape me with a merch. Go. 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 Drippin' on them, spinning corners, distant times. I reminisce on them, reminisce. And my past is prettiest. There was a time they wasn't feeling us. Mass appeal, now we really up. Reminisce, relationships ain't the prettiest. I was stuck on the silliness. Was it love that I was really in? We don't know what you're really in, but then it's too late. Reminisce. Reminisce.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and that right there is Nas. He was born Nasir bin Oludara Jones in New York City. He's a Virgo. Yes, he is, September 14th. And he has a new record out. It is called King's Disease 3, as opposed to last year's King's Disease 2, I believe. And then there was King's Disease the year before. There's another album in there, too. So there was King's Disease 2020, King's Disease 2 2021, this year in that one, which was King's Disease. Then there was Magic as well. So he released two albums last year. I was reading up a little bit on him, and there's some pretty interesting stuff. And first of all, I do love... roots, like genetics, all that kind of stuff. And let's see, where was it here? Oh, I just found it. Control, find. Where was it here? Here it is. He was on PBS's Finding Your Roots. It's a really great show if you've never seen it. I love the host. The host is Henry Louis Gates. And they have on, an assortment of different celeb guests. Sorry. Screen keeps falling down. The screen here keeps tilting. And they checked his DNA, that's usually what they do. And then they look up your ancestry, right? And it shows that he learned about 5 generations of his ancestry. His great, great, great grandmother was Pocahontas Little. She was an enslaved woman who was sold for $830. And the host showed Nas her bill of sale and told him more about the man who bought her. And it says that he was shown the marriage certificate of her and his great-great-great-grandfather, Calvin. Really cool stuff. And that he was considering buying the land where the slave owner lived. Nas is a fan of the Mets, which is of interest. Okay, what do we got next? First of all, let me tell you a few things. I'm here until 8 o'clock. Almost said 7:30. 8 o'clock. This screen keeps falling. It's driving me nuts. Okay, let me try. Anyways, in case you're wondering where I'm at on the campus of UBC here. CITR is the campus radio station. I've been doing a show here since, like, let me think. I moved here in 97 from Ontario. And I joined CITR back in 97. Yes, I did. Started my first show in 2003. I did the campus tour. You had to do a demo at the time. I don't know if you still do. Nardwar at the time, John Ruskin, gave me my tour. And he introduced himself to me as John. So, such a sweet, nice guy. Nardwar is still here with us at CITR. And so it's been a long time. And my show runs every second Wednesday. So alternating Wednesdays, 6:30 to 8, and that's the deal. My show used to focus, hence the title, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, on Canadian music. That was the sole focus. And then, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago, 4, I don't even know. I can't keep track of time anymore. I just decided to open the borders. But Sam Squanch comes from the Trailer Park Boys. There's an episode where Bubbles, out of Halifax, or what's the trailer park called? What's that called? Shady. Let me look this up. What's the trailer park called? I should know this very well. Trailer Park Boys, name of park. It's Sunnyvale. Sunnyvale Trailer Park. That's it. Anyways, that was my nod to Canadiana. All right, whatever. Okay, let's move on. Let's hear something. That this one goes out to my guy. This is for Jared. This is another new song, M.I.A. with The One. New album came out this year, and it's been a little while, and she's back. So let's enjoy this. And let's make sure I'm good here. Oh, I'm not good. Okay, give me a sec here, folks. Okay, that's good. Okay. as I get myself set up and as this screen, this monitor keeps falling. Ugh. Okay, that's better. It's going to just keep falling. Let me tell you what's on, what's new. A little TV update. The first two episodes of Yellowstone, the new season, so season 5, I believe, are out on Paramount TV, in case you have Paramount. You know, the odd person that does. And I just weirdly happen to have Paramount because my 14-year-old son was like, hey, I forgot how I got it, like why he got it for free. I asked him the other day and he was like, oh, it was from McDonald's. It was like some McDonald's promotion. 3 months for free. So I have to make sure that in like, what, 2 more months, I delete it. But anyways, that's where you can find. And maybe you can get a McDonald's promotion and get a free Paramount TV subscription. So anyways, the first two seasons are out. I saw the first two and it's okay. Nothing out. Nothing, you know, groundbreaking yet. It's simmering. There's some simmering going on. You've got John Dutton, of course, who is now the governor. I'm not giving it too much away, don't worry, of Montana. And that's kind of the gist of it. Okay, that's my update. My pretty boring update. All right, what do we got here? Oh, yeah, MIA. Okay, let's listen finally to some MIA. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this goes out to the lovely J-Rod. Thank you.
got a ticket for the city that's fire. Tech 9 for the side that fight, yeah. At a protest like, come on and try it. Put your picket down, come on and riot. Down left there, over in the east side. Got a plane, like, I'ma let the travel slide. Done stepped it, over to the west side. Paperwork, yeah, I'ma get it certified. Head for the gate, look away, deny the debate relevant to the day. When you're trying to find the one, why do you need reminding? No matter how you look at it, it's me you keep finding. Trying to find the one, what you're seeking ain't hiding. Trying to find the one, it's me you keep finding. Why you looking for the one, one, one? When your search is done, done, done. Why you looking for the one, one, one? When your search is done. To toe, showing up to go. They be sleeping on the heat, yeah, so I let them know. Zoned in, dialed in, tuned into the call, trying to get the message out, so I help you grow. Spread my wing to the wall, cock and put a swing. This time I'm gonna fit the whole thing. New era, I'm gonna bring it in. To the basics, get the club bubbling. Head for the gate, up in the tape. Stop the wait, look away. Deny the debate relevant to the day. When you're trying to find the one, why do you need reminding? No matter how you look at it, it's me you keep finding. Trying to find the one, what you're seeking ain't hiding. Trying to find the one, it's me you keep finding. Why you looking for the one, one, one? When your search is done, done, done. Why you looking for the one, one, one? When your search is done.
Concentrated in red camellia extract, the serum numero 1 de Chanel supports the vitality of skin, which appears younger.
All my life was gold. All my life was calling. All my dreams were buried away. You love me, but you don't know me. In due time, you'll throw it away. I'll be there to play my part. Wanna keep us safe. Send it back, but you know.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is a band out of Long Beach, California, Sweet Nobody, with Five Star Diary. And that was released a year ago. You can find that on their album, We're Trying Our Best. Before that, we heard Sufjan Stevens and Angelo D'Augustine, one of my favorite songs, called Back to Oz, and that was released also about a year ago, sort of in the middle of COVID there, on the album A Beginner's Mind. You can find that. And it was kind of cool. Those two actually were hanging out in upstate New York, and they would watch different movies every day. and the movies would then influence the songs they wrote. So that was based on The Wizard of Oz, that song. And what other songs, or sorry, what other movies inspired them? So, it was actually Return to Oz. Yeah, not Wizard of Oz, Return to Oz. Then you've got one of the songs was inspired by the film Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth. Point Break, that's awesome. Remember Point Break with Keanu? Mad Max, She's Gotta Have It. Look at that, The Silence of the Lambs. Which is a song influenced by that on that record. And again, the record is called A Beginner's Mind, in case you're curious. And the cover is just dope. You got to check it out. All right. Before that was M.I.A., the Sri Lankan-born British rapper, with the title track off her new album, The One. All right, it is 6:55. Ooh, maybe I should give us some weather. Let's do that. Weather Vancouver. Let's find out what's going on. I will tell you that, what day was it? Sunday? I did the Vancouver dream, I guess you can call it. I went to, I would like to say I golfed, but I went to the driving range. So that kind of counts. I went to the driving range. By the way, Takaya on the North Shore. Just off of Mount Seymour Parkway is my spot. It's so great. It's, if you need a, you know, reasonably priced, $8 for a large ball, basket of large balls, go to Takaya. Anyway, Sunday morning, I was at Takaya and then I went directly to, drum roll, please. Yes. Cyprus. Oh, I was so excited. So Cyprus opened incredibly early. I think it was a surprise opening for everybody, including probably people at Cyprus. They opened on the 12th. So for Saturday and Sunday, they were then closed Monday, Tuesday. They're back open during the days until the end of November. Yeah. Now they only have one lift open at the time, at the present time. And that would be, if you know the mountain, Eagle. The Eagle Lift, Eagle Chair. I should know this because I worked on Eagle Chair on the coaster all summer. And fun fact, I've got some hours back at Cyprus. So I am stoked. I ran into one of my supervisors who's asked me if I would like to work in Big Bear Sports in the retail shop. I was like, hell yeah. Because I could have been a lifty again, but I'm excited. So anyways, skiing makes me very happy. It's really changed me as a person. It's amazing the sort of adrenaline that you get, serotonin, whatever it is. I feel so thoroughly high when I'm done. It's like a runner's high, very similar. So anyways, I'm stoked. So weather. Let's find out. Let's see if anyone's skiing like tomorrow. I don't know. The conditions were good. The first day, I'll say this much, there were ice balls the size of, like beach balls, like volleyballs, if you will. Like, it was crazy. It was like a whole field of I've never seen balls of ice so huge. Boulders of ice, basically. The next day, however, the groomer had done a beautiful job of pulverizing those, so... So on Sunday, the snow was killer. Good times. All right. So are we going skiing? Am I going skiing this weekend? Well, let's see. I think I'm working Saturday, but, Sunday, let's take a look. What does our weather have in store for us? Okay. Today's Wednesday. So tomorrow the high is, what does it say here? Where is this? Huh? I'm looking on a weird site. Okay. Here we are. Tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah. The high is 9 and sunny. Friday, a high of 6 and all day sun, it looks like, as well as Saturday. So sunny and 6. Okay. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sunny, 9, 6, 6. All right. Then we hit Sunday. So maybe I can go skiing Sunday. Maybe. Yeah, I think I will. 7 degrees is a high, and it shows here 40% chance of showers. Yes, because once you go up in elevation, that shower turns into snow. So, all right, it's looking good. I'm okay with that. All right, what do we got next? Oh, right, we got something from the Australian band Good Morning. Or is it country? Hold on a second here. The name of the band is, it is Good Morning. I knew that. These guys are out of Melbourne, and we're going to hear this song that I quite adore of theirs called Country. The name of the song is Country. That is it. Good. And I actually saw, I was at a skate competition, skate contest out in Langley back in May with my guy. And we saw a skater out of, I'm trying to remember where he was from. I'm going to say like Washington State. He was so good. And he did his, what category of like competition was this in? It was like really tricky stuff where you're on your board, like you're not on the ramp. And anyways, he used this song from the Australian band Good Morning Country as his music to, I guess, dance on his skateboard too. All right. So let's listen to this. All right. All right. We are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is from the Washington band Enum Claw. Love those guys with the song Fast and All. That was released last year on a record. Initially, it was a single, but then it's listed as being on the album Jimbo Demo. So there you go. Now, Enum Claw, I believe they may be from the town Enum Claw. I should get to the bottom of this.
I knew it.
This screen keeps falling. It's driving me absolutely nuts. All right, so let's go to Enum Claw. Let me just tell you if they're actually from the town Enum Claw. Enum Claw band. All right. They are from Tacoma. They're from Tacoma, Washington. But they're named after the city of Enum Claw. All right. That's the story on that. All right. Before Enum Claw, we heard something from Ty Segall with the killer song Tall Man, Skinny Lady from the 2014 album Manipulator. And Good Morning from the Australian duo. The song was Country from the duo from Australia called Good Morning. That's how that works. All right, it is 7:13, so we're now going to listen to an adorable song. I love this song. It's so beautiful. It's from Neutral Milk Hotel. It's a classic, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. And it was released on their second album on Merge Records. Merge Records is out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It's the Superchunk. Oh, I should play some Superchunk. Superchunk Kids, Mac and Laura. That's their label. And what else can I tell you? These guys are, this is interesting. This song was actually recorded at Pet Sound Studio. Isn't that interesting? In Denver, Colorado. And what else can I tell you? I feel like there's some more stuff. Let's see. Neutral Milk Hotel. Well, they're part of that collective. The collective is called, what is it? Like Elephant 6? Elephant 8? What is it? Oh, I forget. I just remembered back in the day, like, so there are kids, like, fellow indie rockers that were super into the whole Elephant. What was it called? Oh, whatever. Okay, anyways, let's go back to listening to Neutral Milk Hotel. Let's make sure I've got that queued up properly. Yes, I do. And please enjoy this. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, might help if that was on. Okay, let me try that again. Okay.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die, and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me.
right. That right there is the band Howdy out of Austin, Texas. They are a duo with the song True Love from the album of the same name. Before that, we heard something from Beach House with the song Dark Spring off their album 7. And then two songs from Neutral Milk Hotel off the same album, which is In the Airplane Over the Sea. We heard King of Carrot Flowers, Part 1. And then the title track from that record. It is 7:28, and we're going to move on and listen to some New York Dolls. These guys are interesting, the New York Dolls. They were formed way back in 71. They were part of that whole early punk rock scene in New York City. And Buster Poindexter is actually the pseudonym for the lead singer, which is his real name is actually David Roger Johansson. And you might have seen him before. I remember as a kid, I remembered him being like he was on this SNL band. So he was part of that house band on SNL. He had some hit songs himself, Buster Poindexter. I can't really remember the actual names, but I do remember Buster Poindexter. And he was an actor as well. He was in the movie Scrooged, and he played the Ghost of Christmas Past. He's been a busy, busy guy, and we're going to hear the song Pills from the New York Dolls. This you can find on their first album, which is self-titled. And yeah, the time is 7:30. My name is Anita B, and stay tuned. Let's make sure I've got this set up correctly. Yeah, looks like I'm okay here. No, it doesn't. What makes me think I'm okay? Yeah, okay, here we are. Let's listen to the New York Dolls on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is the Scottish band Frightened Rabbit with the song Get Out. You can find that on their album Painting of a Panic Attack. And pretty sad stuff there. I really don't know, did not know the story of Frightened Rabbit actually. That, by the way, it was released in 2016. I don't know if I told you that. Okay. Frightened Rabbit were a indie rock band from Scotland. They were formed in 2003. They're fronted by Scott Hutchinson, and he ended up going missing back in 2018. So not too long ago, really. He was actually pretty young. He wasn't born until really 1981. So when the band was formed in 2003, he was only like, what, 21? Or 20, because his birthday is at the end of the year. But he had been struggling with some mental health issues. And he had tweeted some stuff that had people worried. What did it say here that he tweeted? So he went missing. And then, yeah. He had tweeted the following. What did he say? He said, hold on a second. I just had it here. Just basically alluding to the fact that he's, there's some questionable, stuff going on about him. And if you kind of don't find me, and then long story short, he was found, it looks like, near the water, after some searching, and, it's kind of sad. All right. I couldn't find the actual quote. I had it, but then I lost it. Okay, before that, we heard something from the California very, very young girl band called the Linda Linnas. They're like literally 13 or 14. They could now be 15, but they're very young. When that single, when I say that, when it came out, I'm going to say last year. So I think the record growing up that we heard the song O on was released just last year. So they're probably, they have to still be in high school. Maximum, maybe junior high. So that's such a great song. And so we went from total extremes. We went from super young Linda Lindas to the New York Dolls, who've been around since, what, 1971? Had been around. I don't think they're together as a band. We heard the song Pills from the 1973 self-titled release of theirs. All right, it is 7:41. What do I have up for us next? I'm sort of bummed out by that whole Frightened Rabbit story. Didn't really know that story. Okay. I have some pinback for us. That's what I've got. I just want to make sure I'm playing the right song. We're going to hear the song Good to See You. That's right. Good to see. Yeah, not good to see you, but good to S-E-A, like the water. That's what we're going to be listening to now. All right, let's do it. I'm here for another 18 minutes, and my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So stick around. I think you might like the music. I'm enjoying myself. This here is Pinback. Oh, might help if I... That's right. That would work. Okay. Let me try that again. This is Pinback on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Try sing your dreams a lullaby, smoke another cigarette, haven't hit the filter yet. When will it burn? Don't wanna see you running in circles.
It's just the madness of reality.
Try sing your tears a lullaby, smoke another cigarette, haven't hit the filter yet. When will you learn? Don't wanna see you running in circles. Don't wanna see you running.
All right, CITR, that's where we're at. I'm going to play us perhaps one more song. That right there was a band called Bachelor. I believe they're from Australia. There's two of them, two girls, and the name of the song was Back of My Hand from the album released last year called Doom and Sun. I'm almost sure they're from Australia. It's hard to find information on those guys, though, but I really like that song. And then we had the Happy Fits in there before that with another try off their album Under the Shade of Green, and Pinback with Good to See, S-E-A, off their album Autumn of the Seraphs. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to play us one more song, and I think I'm going to play us, let's see, what do I got here? Temples. That's what I got. Temples. We're going to hear the song Keep in the Dark. Let's make sure I've got it set up. Yeah, okay, cool. Let's make sure of something. Yeah, we're good. Okay, awesome. So anyways, it's been a slice, as it always is. It's 7:53. If you've been listening, my name is Anita B. The show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And if you like this stuff, just go to the CITR.ca site. And you can find all of the show's podcast, not just mine, but everybody's, right? And everything's there for posterity, which is kind of cool. I'll be back in 2 weeks, right? Oh, so when I come back, it's actually going to be December. Can you believe that? Let me look at the calendar here. Time is just slipping. Oh, and by the way, I teach high school, and my report cards are due on Tuesday. Ugh. Barf. So I've been working on, working my butt off, trying to get everything marked. And so I can probably sit in my PJs all weekend. But I got to ski, so let's see. I have to squeeze it all in so I can get it all done for Tuesday. Anyways, I'm digressing. Today is the 16th of November. So 2 weeks from today will still be the 30th. Okay, so it is the last day of the month. And yeah, Let's take a look and see what day Christmas falls on this year. It looks like it falls on, ooh, a Sunday. Perfect for the birth of baby Jesus. All right. okay, temples. That's what we got, temples. Let's listen to that. I'm going to leave us with this, and then I'll be back, as I mentioned, in 2 more weeks.
Go ahead and throw your
what is that? I don't even know what that is. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay. What have I done? We don't want to hear any of that stuff. Okay. It's just like random songs coming out of all kinds of different corners of the studio. Okay, let's stick with this song. It's called Keep in the Dark. The band is Temples. The station is CITR. 101.9 FM, Vancouver. It's been a slice. Ciao, baby.
Dream on. Today I am, I got to do an interview with Ivory, who, I had a lot of fun talking to. She is a producer, multi-talented, creative singer-songwriter. So I actually once before, but the technical difficulties were not working in my favor at all that day. So I'm back, and